理课堂听 class.com。
Yelling out on a hill, Chen Shusheng's Music Road.
到山上吼来吼去，陈楚生的音乐路。
With his gloomy songs, elegant guitar performances, and his distinguishably magnetic voice on the Superboy Arena, a national show stage for singers sponsored by Hunan Satellite TV Station, the original singer Chen Shusheng finally won the championship and arrested the whole country's attention. No one has ever thought about that Chen Shusheng, a farmer's son,who has never received professional trainings of any kind, with his musical dream, has finally greeted his own days, failing the college entrance examinations. Like many other rural parents, Chen's parents had the biggest wish. They had hoped that someday their son would pass the college entrance exams with flying colors, and thus win honors for the whole family. But rebellious as a little boy, Chen...didn't do well in his schooling, but showed tremendous enthusiasm for music. In his free time after class, he would imitate through the tape recorder and sing his favorite songs again and again with occasional dancing poses. And on every early morning, he would yell them out on the hill, with music flowing quietly through his tender soul like a clear stream. Chen began to dream, hoping to own a musical world of his own.But his father didn't understand him for the reason that there had been no one from the past generations in their family who had ever shown a bit of musical talent, and for what more important, in the obscure old man's eyes, studying would be the only mission for his son at that time. Father had never seen his son's future in music. He sometimes even thought that his son had been completely doing something wrong.Overindulged in music, Chen had lost much time in his study and finally failed the national college entrance examinations that year, singing in the bars. Not being admitted by any college that year, Chen had no choice but to help his brother repair bicycles and motorbikes. In Sanya, a small city in Hainan province, Chen worked during the daytime while singing in different bars in the evening.Only indulged in music could he find a bit of happiness. Chen had been living this way until the year of 2000. In 2000, Chen went up to Shenzhen, a hustling and bustling city which can arouse your long-existed dreams and even make them come true. Chen had never expected that his first job in this new land was delivering packed food.He regained his lifestyle in Sanya again, working in the daytime while singing during the evenings. He experienced difficulties and great sorrow at that time, which could probably only be felt by Chen himself. Once a drunk guest poured beer on his face, which posed a great insult to Chen, who was born with a proud soul. Yet such things have unavoidably happened to bar musicians,who cannot choose to escape or even have no right to choose, but to take the bar as a springboard with the hope that someday they will be real singers on the stage. Luckily, Chen had a clear knowledge about that. After that, Chen became crazier for music because he knew well about his music dream, owning a stage of his own. Human resources in star-making factories.Bars in Shenzhen are commonly referred to as star-making factories, which have forged quite a lot of pop singers like Li Chunbo, Dai Jun, and Chen Rujia, to name a few. It was in these bars that Chen made acquaintances with quite a few of the famous local musicians, accumulating necessary human resources for his later development in music.Meantime, Chen has conquered a big audience once and again with his rebellious character and original songs. He thus began to win his own place in the music arena of Shenzhen. In the following years, Chen, with his musical dream, had attended numerous musical contests throughout the country, winning prizes for many times and signing a contract with a renowned record company. Today, when thinking about the large amount of Chen's fans' peanuts and thinking about his glorious success and great successful stories, one cannot help getting a feeling that it's so brilliant to have grown famous from obscure.